It's time to get empowered and realize your true beauty with tips, breakthroughs, and secrets of the industry. And now, here's your host, your personal beauty guru, David Pollack.
I'll admit I'm a chemical geek, so I'm all excited about today's guest. So you're going to want to stay tuned because I've got a science nerd on board. Melissa Goldstein's joining us. She actually has 19 years of experience in the magazine and as a magazine beauty editor, but she's done a lot. In addition to that, she's been on TV. She was on the Martha Stewart Living Radio on Sirius XM. She's been on the CBS Early Show. And about 6 years ago, joined Martha Stewart as the beauty and lifestyle director and oversaw that magazine's entire beauty section and later took over Martha Stewart's weddings as well. And so bottom line, she's got a lot of experience. And so I think it's just going to be a lot of fun being able to chat with her. So Melissa, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate that.
Today, we want to talk about sunscreens. Now, living in Florida, I'd like to think I know all about them. But they're a lot more complicated than everybody thinks. So I know, you know, you've delved into this a lot. So talk to me a little bit about, like, some of the considerations that weigh in on how you purchase a sunscreen.
Absolutely. You know, it's funny. In all my years of working as a beauty editor, the number one question I get more than anything is, what should I do? What should I use? And I always say sunscreen, moisturizer and sunscreen. Like, and I think people are really taken back because they expect this like magical bullet. But the fact of the matter is the sun is responsible for, I mean, let's forget the skin cancer for a moment, but the sun is the reason behind why we get wrinkles, why we get sunspots, why we get DNA damage. It plays a really big role in it. So it really behooves us to wear sunscreen. It really is one of the best anti-agers we have out there, aside from the fact that, you know, there's also skin cancer, which is a huge problem. But, you know, what really worries me and what worries a lot of my colleagues is that there's so much misinformation out there about sunscreen. So, you know, it's you need to use it. And not only do you need to use it, you need to choose the right one for you. And we always say the best sunscreen is one that you're actually going to wear. So you have to like it, because if you don't like it, you're never going to wear it. And that kind of brings us to the point of there's so many different consistencies and formulas and ingredients and things that are going to appeal to you one way or another. So it takes a little bit of research, a little bit of, you know, dedication to find the right thing for you, but also to be really mindful and intelligent about all the misinformation out there. Because, listen, I read Facebook too. I see all the crazy posts that go around every single year about it. And the fact of the matter is, sunscreen saves lives, and you really have to remember that. You know, even if you are deficient in vitamin D, which you will not be, even if you're wearing sunscreen all the time, the fact that you really do need to wear it, it outweighs every single thing you're seeing on social media right now that's trying to scare you off of it.
But you said something like being in Florida, if you walk into any of the stores along the beach, you're going to see tons of, you know, sunscreen lotions and sprays. And I got to admit, for those, I'm not as panicky because I just want to get it on my body. But as I get to my face, that's a whole different world. And I found, and I don't know about you, but I'm curious your thoughts. I guess when I start playing in the ocean or perspire, it always dripped in my eyes and burned. And I now like that stick sunscreen. I don't know if you've tried it, but you wipe it on and it doesn't seem to drip down into my eyes, so I have less irritation.
You're right. I mean, I deal with this with my children also. You know, my kids are super, super sensitive. And what I love about the stick sunscreen is that they can apply it themselves. You know, it's really important both for yourself and for your kids to be getting, you know, teaching them really good sun habits from a young age. They used to say that you get most of your sun damage before you turn 18, you know, whether or not that's the case or not. But you really do need to teach your children to take care of themselves. And the sticks are really helpful. Zinc oxide is really helpful. That doesn't tend to, you know, run around your eyes as much. But you really want to find the right formula for your skin. You don't want to wear something that's going to break you out. If you have acne, you got to be careful about, you know, using something. Because, you know, if you have adverse effects, you're not going to want to wear sunscreen.
So how do you find those? Yeah. Like, how do I know the right one? I have sensitive skin. I've got rosacea. And so when I use some of them, they do irritate my skin. So, you know, when I was younger, I'd put on my body but not my face until the sticks were discovered, just for that reason, because it made me break out or irritated my skin. How do you know? Like you're saying, find the right one. What would you recommend?
Well, you start with your, I mean, if we're talking about your face, you start with your face or even with your body. You want to look for two words on the label. You want to see something that's broad spectrum. That's really important. And not every sunscreen is broad spectrum. What that means is that you're going to get coverage from UVA, which are the rays that are going to cause you to age, and UVB, which are the rays that are going to cause you to burn. So that's the first thing. Broad spectrum is very important. If you have sensitive skin, and I'm going to come back to acne in a second. If you have sensitive skin, you want to have kind of the most basic formula out there. You want to strip away the colors. You want to strip away the perfumes. You want something really simple. For that, there's zinc oxide is, you know, it's a no-brainer. It's the kind of sunscreen we tell you to put on children, on babies, because it's not going to irritate. So zinc oxide's great. There's so many fantastic formulas right now that have a micronized zinc oxide in that, which basically means that it's been pummeled, the little particles have been pummeled down so small that it's not going to go on chalky. It's going to go on nice and easy, and you can rub it in so you don't look like a ghost when you're finished with it.
Like the old white
skin,
ones.
You want
Remember the white nose that I used to have? Yep, the lifeguard.
Exactly, the lifeguard one. And it's funny because there are some fun zinc oxide ones this summer that are, I think Bear Republic makes them. They have like neon tinted ones. They're really thick and chalky, but they're kind of fun if you want to like play with your sunscreen and use it as an accent to, you know, look like a lifeguard, but in a funny kind of, you know, in a funny I'm having fun with my sunscreen sort of way. For oily skin, you know, you want to find something. There's a lot of formulas out there for oily skin. You want something that's oil-free, that's mattifying is a great option as well. So it's going to, you know, it's going to keep your skin dry looking so you won't get that oil bounce back. We just featured in the June issue of Martha Stewart Living, there's a great one from Aven. It's a mineral light mattifying sunscreen. It's an SPF 50. That's great. I love a lightweight sunscreen that goes on really easily. Neutrogena makes sunscreens for oily skin. Differin, who makes the Adapalene, which is really fabulous for acne, they have a facial moisturizer with a high SPF that's really fantastic for people who have acne. So you can't really use acne as a reason to not wear sunscreen anymore. There are definitely formulas out there. And yes, it may take a little bit of trial and error to find one that your skin really likes, but it's worth doing the work.
Okay, what's your opinion or how do you feel about the natural sunscreens versus some of the others? I get that question a lot. So how do you feel about natural sunscreens?
I do too. You know what? I'm so glad you asked that question. Above all, I want you to wear a sunscreen you feel great about. So if you feel that a natural and organic formula is one that you can support and you can get behind, then you do that. You go for a natural sunscreen. Now, let me explain to you what a natural sunscreen is. Natural sunscreens are physical blocks, which means they sit on your skin and they deflect the sun's rays. So they'll normally have an active ingredient of either zinc oxide or titanium dioxide. The other option is a chemical sunscreen, which gets absorbed into your skin. So these natural sunscreens, the titanium and the zinc, here's the one thing I need you to remember. They are natural. They include minerals, but they are not natural. No one's mining them out of the ground and putting them on your skin. They are still processed in a lab because, you know what, if it's not cosmetically elegant, you're not going to wear it. But right. If that's something that you're really concerned about, then you do. You look for all these new zinc and titanium formulas, that's the way you want to go. And there's so many of them out there right now. It's really, you can find them at your drugstore, you can find them at the grocery store. You really don't have to work too hard to find them.
Okay. And so do you have a favorite?
Oh, gosh. I have one I love from, La Roche-Posay makes a sunscreen serum that I absolutely adore. It's an SPF 50. Sunscreen should be the last step in your skincare routine right before you put on makeup. I really like it because it's light. It doesn't feel clammy. It doesn't smell weird. And it's, again, to my point, you want to have something that makes you happy wearing it and you don't feel like you're giving anything up. And that one I really enjoy wearing myself.
Actually, I like the idea. Serum makes it sound lightweight versus, you know, I
exactly.
envision the heavier
Serums,
lotions.
Fluids, lotions, those are going to be a lighter consistency.
And I'll admit, I like the zinc and titanium dioxide. So I'm more of the physical block than having chemicals absorb into my skin. And I like the idea of even finding skincare without the SPF and finding the right SPF to layer on at the end. That way you can find the products that work best for your skin. I could go on and on talking to you about it because I really enjoy the conversation. Melissa, you've been a joy to speak with. I appreciate you being with us today. I invite our listeners to visit marthastewart.com and check it out because they have as everybody knows, there's a ton of information. But as it comes to beauty and lifestyle, there's just so much you can learn and so many great things. So we're going to put a link up on our website. Melissa, I want to thank you again for joining us. I'm David Pollack, your beauty guru. And remember, if you have a question about beauty, do what the big brands do. Just ask David.
The preceding show was produced by the Gab Radio Network. For more information about the services we provide, visit GabRadioNetwork.com.